Blog Talk Radio.
Biz on the track.
Hello, world. Happy Wednesday night. This is Gray Eye Smith, and you're listening to The Art of Seduction. Tonight's show is brought to you by a group on allpoetry.com called Late Night Poets. And we have anthologies available on Amazon.com under the same moniker. So feel free to check those out and help support these shows. That said, tonight's show is based on a contest that I ran called The Art of Seduction Show Quote. And the quote reads, "You can seduce a man without taking anything off, without even touching him." And so that's the gist of tonight's show. And I'm going to bring on my co-host here. Hello, Weaver of Dreams. Welcome to the show.
Hello, my dear. I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. Glad to have you. Thanks for calling in.
My pleasure.
Awesome possum. All right. So do you want to get the first one loaded up now?
Yes, of course. I'm just laughing at awesome possum. So cool. Yeah. Oh, my goodness me. Okay. First one up is Just Ask by Tiara, and I'll read this one, shall I? Okay,
sure.
I'll go in. I'm getting in there right away. Hopefully I haven't got a SoundCloud, just give me a sec. No, it doesn't. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have Just Ask. When you are at the right place with the right people, in the right atmosphere, setting the right mood, a little Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On, sets the perfect tone. Action speaks louder than words, my dear. Just one look at you and my heart says yes. The waters begin to pour from all the systems on this your lovely body. Your face is comely and makes me think of doing homely things with you and for you. Let's get the mood right, right here and now. Let your eyes do the talking and your hands do the walking. Caress me in places you want to explore. Say my name as loud as you dare. Take me on the longest flight and back. Make me beg you for more. Be my master and I your slave. I will fulfill your fantasy. Just ask and it shall be given to you." End poem.
Well, fabulous read and a wonderful poem. You can feel the longing for connection and desire for passion in her partner and all that he does for her. You know, and she wants to give it right back and offers herself wholly and completely to him. So that's such a beautiful thing, in my opinion. What did you think, Weaver?
It was certainly filled with passion and love, which is so nice. And I think it was all. I mean, it wasn't a long poem, which is fine by me because it told you everything you wanted to know. All the words were in the right places to explain how she felt. And it flowed well, which is also very good. I can tell when I read, and I don't stumble too much, that everything is just as it should be. But I did like "actions speak louder than words, my dear. Just one look at you and my heart says yes," which is, you know, exactly what the prompt was saying. So definitely complied with that. Very well done, Talia. I really enjoyed it.
Great comment. Thank you, Weaver. And hello, Hope Soul in the group. Welcome to the show. All right, so what do we have next, Weaver?
All right, I'll get this up for you. Next we have Singing Sweet Senseless Seductions by Jenny the Deep. Would you like to read this for us, please?
Sure. All right, just one second here. All right. Singing Sweet Senseless Seductions by Jenny the Deep. Teasing tantalizing teeth, smiling wickedly, seducing all who sees her grin shine, sparkling whites, dazzling vividly, pure as diamonds, not yet stained by wine, with a wink of an eye, lifting luscious lips, impure thoughts lie tucked within her dimples, hypnotizing them with covering waving hips. With covered waving hips, she seduces men naive and simple, whispering, whimpering, wondrous words, making men wanting to taste and touch her, growing more anxious, some proceed forward, only to regret it, for she's only out to torture. Silent shadows stalking swing, seeking sensual songs, she sweetly sings. End poem. And I liked it. I liked the rhyme, and it had a great flow to it as well. But you can see this temptress, you know, seducing men as she goes along and silently sings her sweet song. And I thought it was just a wonderful, right? What did you think, Weaver?
Oh, yes. It was certainly seductive and sensual. Yes, I liked the teasing, tantalizing teeth, smiling wickedly, seducing all who see her grin shine. Sparkling white, dazzling vividly, pure as diamonds, yet not spy wine. Okay, that's cool. Well done. I never thought about wine staining your teeth, but yeah, that's a very, very good point. Yeah, I liked it. As I say, it covered all the act of seduction and basically getting people to notice, which is always good. So silent shadows stalking swing, seeking sensual songs, she sweetly sings. Lovely. Thank you so much for sharing, Jenny.
Excellent comment. Thank you, Weaver.
Would you like me to put the next one up?
Oh, sure. Please, Weaver.
Okay. No problem. And the next one is With Pleasure by Liquid Mind Forever. And read this one. With Pleasure. I lie in wait, wearing gold lamy flared harem pants, sheer white blouse over silk camisole, pink nipples peeping out, bare feet unpainted, long flowing red hair, steely blue eyes, no makeup, wanton with desire. 2. Monday night, wife's night out. I hear the roar of his Camaro in the carport. The doorbell rings. 3. On the edge of the nightstand, a demi-tasse cup of warm olive oil, extra virgin. A peacock feather, patchouli incense burns, and I lay like a cheetah. Hungry, unfed, sprawled over my king-size bed, my head and hair completing the white satin pillow. 3. Okay. I love a hot woman, baby. He purrs at me through parting thick lips. 4. Take off your clothes, I demand, watching as his white t-shirt falls to the floor. His black gym pants removed, I see his thick thighs and peer at his round, full buttocks. His muscled arms turn me on. 5. My lips brush against his chest, rising slowly to his chin, a tasty nibble until I reach his mouth. Tongues flick and teeth tease. 6. I pull away and reach for the extra virgin olive oil and pour a few drops into the palms of my hands. Slowly, tenderly, with great deliberation, I hold him between my hands, massage him as his head rolls back onto the pillow and his elbows collapse as I hear a hint of a gasp. Feather in hand, I stroke his thighs in between my slowly teasing his nipples, bending over him fully clothed. His breathing becomes labored as he offers some nectar. I can't wait to taste you, baby. End poem.
Beautiful read. And such a passionate, seductive, right? You know, she really has a talent for words. And, you know, this is no less the pleasure of that. It has fantastic imagery. You can see every scene that she paints, and it's thoroughly engaging throughout. Just a passionate and sensual write on when the husband's away, the girls will play. I thought it was a wonderful write. What did you think, Weaver?
Yes, it certainly was hot. I loved the fact that it was so detailed, you know, everything. What she was wearing, his car, when he arrived, what she had to play with. I thought it was brilliantly done, well thought out. Or was it a memory? Aha, we don't know, do we? We just have to presume that it's fiction, and we'll take that as read. But I thought, yes, very well done, and I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much for sharing.
Excellent comment. Thank you, Weaver. And if you wouldn't mind posting the next one, that would be great.
Okie dokie. And we have here Burning Desire by CRL17. And would you care to read that for us, please?
Sure, absolutely. All right, just one second here. Burning Desire by CRL 17. In the language of her eyes, she speaks every emotion of my being. In the words she speaks, each sentence becomes poetry. Her ears listen carefully to each note from my heart. She dances wearing lace and a smile that makes my heart sing. Her hands slowly motion me to come closer, and I'm drawn to her like a moth to a flame. She has reached all of my senses, every spark of flame within me. I am a candle, melting slowly as she walks into the room. End poem. And I liked it. You know, it had a great flow to it. It was, you know, it was beautiful, loving, caring work. You know, you can feel the passion and the sensuality in it as well. So great job, CRL. What did you think, Weaver?
Yes, it was lovely, wasn't it? I like that first line. In the language of her eyes, she speaks to every emotion of my being. That's just lovely. It really is, beautifully put. Her ears listen carefully to each note from my heart. She dances wearing lace and a smile that makes my heart sing. Yeah, just beautifully written. I mean, there's an awful lot of love in this and attention to the person that they care about. And you have it all in those last two lines. She has reached all of my senses, every spark of flame within me. I am a candle melting slowly as she walks into the room. Very sweet. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that. It was lovely.
Great comment, Weaver. Thank you so much. And I'm just going to check the phone lines here to make sure we're not leaving anybody on hold.
Okay.
Nope, Weaver. All right.
There'll be people joining us soon, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay. We can manage. We can have, you know. Oh, that was Hope saying so beautiful. Yeah, it was a lovely poem. Right, next we have Without a Touch by Ruby 2446. I've forgotten who read last. Is it my turn to read? Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry?
Yes.
Say that again? Thank you. You've got to keep me right. I have this kind of sieve-like memory. Everything just disappears within seconds. So here we are, Without a Touch. Walk through a parfum mist, creating an aura of ooh-la-la. Paint nails and lips hot pink, wear just enough to tantalize. Entertain with interesting repartee, adding a little spice to warm things up. Leave hair loose to be flicked from your face. Have eyes smoky gold and lined. Pout the lips, let him watch as your tongue tip licks that luscious bow. Eyes lock on his and hold daring, challenging, definitely inviting, but hold him off. Feed him oysters with champagne, nothing but the best. Watch his interest stir. He watches your every move, the diamond dance between your breasts, shapely legs and fishnets rising to your leather-clad derriere. Lick a pink-top finger deep into the warmth and wet. Listen as he moans and gasps. Seduce, reduced to a quivering body of need without a touch of skin on skin. End poem.
Beautiful read, Weaver. And she really captured the prompt quite beautifully. I mean, you know, to seduce without touch and to have that person buckle at their knees just by your presence is a powerful thing. And she captured that quite beautifully with the presence of this woman that she describes. Leave hair loose to be flicked from your face. Have eyes smoky gold and lined. Pout the lips. Let him watch as your tongue tip licks that luscious bow. You know, such fantastic imagery. And a beautiful read as well, Weaver. So what did you think, Weaver?
Yes, I agree with everything you said. That's beautifully written. I would love somebody to feed me with oysters and champagne. Oh, yes, thank you. That would be so cool. A lot of people don't like oysters, but I can understand that. But I just love them. You can taste the sea. So cool. And I loved those first lines set up the whole evening so beautifully. Walk through a parfum mist, creating an aura of ooh la la. So good. Hey, clever. I like that. I like a lot. So now we're in Paris, aren't we? So of course you have oysters and champagne. So I thought it was very well done. Very well done. It basically put you into that seductive mood that everybody would like to be in. And if you were then seduced, reduced to a quivering body of need, it would be a good date. So thank you so much for sharing. It was lovely.
Absolutely. Great comment. And Hope Soul said, very intimate individual held passion. So wonderful. Oh.
Thank you, Hope. Yeah, it was very intimate, wasn't it? It's amazing what people can get from just words. I love it. I love their ability to create ambiance, as it were. Right. So
yeah.
Now we have for you. Yeah, I don't read them beforehand, so it's lovely surprises for me. Marooned by Grey Wolf. So would you like to read this for us?
Mm-hmm. Sure. This is Marooned by Grey Wolf. And it goes like this. The breeze tastes of strawberries and the sun swaying towards the horizon into deepening sky pleasures my metronome thoughts like her hips as the music catches her. Rolling and tumbling when the rhythm is salted air matches the one she finds pulsing in the place she goes on moonful nights where crescent beaches linger, singing in her hands with mother-of-pearl choirs strung around her shoulders. In the ashen light, waves roll in, cresting on her powdered sugar breasts, and coral reef lips leave their mark, crimson stains on a leeward palm tree. Having run around under a sky-spread map of misaligned stars, I search for grace in the shadow of her eye and poem. And I liked it. It was a lovely poem. It had great imagery. You could feel the pull and the attraction that she has and the beauty that she is. In the ashen light, waves roll in, crashing on her powdered sugar breasts. I mean, that's just great imagery there. And having run around under a sky-spread map of misaligned stars, I search for grace in the shadow of her eye. Just a beautiful thought and sentiment there. Wonderful, right? Grey Wolf, thank you so much for sharing. And Weaver, what did you think?
Oh, it was lovely. It was, again, a lovely atmosphere knitted together with all these wonderful words just to give you exactly what that must feel like. And I liked rolling and tumbling when the rhythm in the salted air matches the one she finds pulsing in the place she goes on moonful nights. Beautiful, really beautiful. And also the next stanza, where crescent beaches linger, singing in her hands, with mother-of-pearl choirs strung around her shoulders. Very, very sweet. And also sensual. And I thought it was wonderfully done. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Great comment. Hope Soul in the group says, pleasures my metronome thoughts, like her hips, as the music catches her. She says, I love that line. And then she also says, it shows the pull of a woman. I agree wholeheartedly. Great comment, Hope.
Yes, great.
Oh, Weaver, what do we got next?
Okay, next we have You Possess Madame by Fabrice. So is it my turn? Yes, my turn.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it is, thank you. See, I can do 1, 2, 1, 2. I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You possess Madame. You possess Madame very uselessly. Spirit, frankness, grace, virtue, and beauty. What's missing? Someone to tell you, and some man of whom the same could be true. End poem.
Beautiful read, Weaver.
Thank you.
And that was a wonderful brevity. I mean, you know, it captures everything you needed to say about her presence and his, you know, being equal and on the same level. And I thought that was wonderful. Great job, Fabrice. Thank you for sharing. And what did you think, Weaver?
Yeah, I thought it was very good. It's all right, as he says, being frank and graceful and be beautiful. But if you don't have someone who will tell you these things. It's really quite an empty life. Yeah, man or woman, you know, you need, sometimes you do need compliments. Sometimes you do need just a word or two that makes you feel as if you're very special. It's not that anybody, you know, you're not needy or anything. It's just a very nice feeling to be appreciated. And yeah, and that's what comes through here. It's useless unless you have someone who feels the same way about you as you would want them to. So yes, I thought it was wonderful. Nice, lovely brevity. And thank you for sharing, Fabrice.
Okay, great comment, Weaver. And where are we to next?
Well, next we have Canyons of Cortex, Most Beautiful by Freya. And I don't know if it's my turn to read, but I'll read it anyway, just because we'll get us back on me breathing. Oh, never mind. You know what I'm like. I've gone off on a tangent, but I'll read this one, okay? Canyons of Cortex,
yep.
Most Beautiful. Pastel crayons. Canyons of Cortex, hottest, most beautiful inner landscape. River trickles, belt of green, smile in asphalt, origami. Eyes busting concrete, all-consuming desire to join energy of spheres, gravities, mental succulents. Thick tree sap coats the beetle in paradise. He would climb down Scotch cliff face for a drop of life-giving fluid. Sound of her cicada thighs. He waxes on the infinite sunrise. End poem.
Oh, that was a very unique, right? You know, it definitely has a sensuality that runs through it that you can feel through the imagery that's provided. And I really like he would climb down scorched cliff base for a drop of life-giving fluid. You know, just a beautiful, right, you know, on the subject of the appeal of a woman and all that same life would incur to feel the pleasure of that woman. So I thought it was such a wonderful write and a great read as well. Weaver, thank you so much for reading.
Thank you. It was lovely to read. I do like the energy of spheres, gravity's mental succulents, thick tree sap coats the beetle in paradise. Some lovely lines, really. And again, the beginning, which I mucked up, sorry. Sorry, Freya. Pastel crayons, canyons of cortex, hottest, most beautiful inner landscape. That's just lovely. It's really nice, and I enjoyed it a lot. It had energy as well as passion and a beautiful story told. So thank you for sharing.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment. And I agree. Hope she is a talented poet as well. Hope those beautiful lines. All right.
Okay.
So we have a SoundCloud for the next one.
Yes, thank you.
You
I walked into a club where neon lights were ablaze, spotlighting a stranger who looked lean and mean. Right then I knew I'd be walking out of there with him. Ready yourselves for the neatest seduction ever seen. I stood close to him at the bar, his body heat divine. When he glanced at me, I looked deeply into his eyes, moved my gaze to his lips, then took in all of his body, broad shoulders, slim hips, long legs, strong thighs. I judged it perfectly. The barkeep brought my usual drink. I walked away, sat down at a table before he could speak. I felt his glance. I waited, then caught his look and smiled. He walked over, thanks to part one of my neat technique. Hi, can I join you? Said in a voice so deep it reverberated. I smiled and said, sure, sit down, in a soft, sultry tone. He sat, looked into my eyes, then murmured, I don't usually do this, but is there anywhere we could go that is quieter? For a nanosecond I hesitated, then threw caution to the wind. My place is close. Follow me, I said. What was I thinking? Well, obviously there wasn't much thought. my feelings as my blood hummed and my body ignited was simply me reacting. We got to my flat so fast we were breathless. Intent on touching, clothes were almost ripped off, discarded as we fell onto my bed. Lust lit each nerve end, lips lingering, hands sliding over soft skin. Hours passed in sweet exploration, following where ecstasy led. Soft moonlight bathed us in a glowing languid pool. Twisted silk swathed us as our satiated bodies entwined. A small aftershock still sparked and tingled. I knew that soon you would leave me. Looking into my eyes, you said, today, tomorrow, and always.
Wow, an amazing read. And I really liked your storyline. You know, you really painted quite the picture of this scenery, of this meeting in the bar, and then the seduction that followed, until ultimately, you know, you're rolling around in the sheets, the satin sheets under the moonlight. And I really liked the way you left it off with, I knew that soon you would leave me. Looking into my eyes, you said, today, tomorrow, and always. Just a beautiful poem on the subject of finding love through passion. Wonderful, right? Weaver, great read. Would you like to say anything about your poem?
No, not really. I enjoyed it. It was good. It's one of these things. I do like the sensual side. And it's sometimes difficult not to go too far the wrong way, if you know what I mean. But because it was seducing without touching, I thought that would work quite well. So, yes. Thank you. I enjoyed it. It's a bit of fun.
Yeah, you did a great job at it. Thank you so much. And the Stargazer 777, welcome to the group. And she said, fluid narrative, great descriptions about your poem.
Oh.
And Hope Soul said, I love this. I could just feel the pull of want. How our attractions can just bring us to such passion. Yeah, wonderful, right? And great read, great comment, Hope.
Oh, thank you, Hope. That's very kind. And thank you. Sorry, somebody else, wasn't there? I can't find the person who said something. Yeah, whoever it was, thank you very much. It's very kind of you. I enjoyed it. Oh, Stargazer 777. Hello. Okay, next we have Subroutine by E.G. Cool. And would you care to read this for us, please? Great.
Sure. One second here. Subroutine by E.J. Cool. Filtering through thick portier webs of pendant iron chains, a wolfenite crystal chandelier blooms into existence. White satin stems rise like egret wings from orchid petal hips, complementing bruised and abused swollen aubergine lips. Upon silken filberia, melting evidence of lust pours forth from rubicund buds pried open by metal hooks. A violet crackles of electricity explore hard edges, rippling round nipples and arching areola ridges. Shimmers of intensity sheathe a writhing creature in heat, restrained by serpentine coils of animated circuitry. Chrome binds blushing ankles and fragile wrists like cold carbide fists. Penetrative fire innervates, pumps, shifts, gyrates, and twists. Mechanicized orgasms vibrate with every orifice. Steam vapor lifts from traveling skin and misted clouds of bliss. Rose and fuchsia shades coat the walls with stains of violence and pain. Shuddering release breathes, murmuring, lacrimal refrain and poem. And I have to look up lacrimal. It means connected with weeping or tears. Well, yeah, you know, it's definitely powerful, right? You know, it's hard hitting, and you can feel a, you know, a type of sensuality that's rather dark in this, but it really is totally engaging with this wordplay. I mean, you know, she's fantastic language in it, and it was wonderful to hear you read it. Sorry, it was wonderful to read. But yeah, it's just a wonderful poem. What did you think, Weaver?
Yes, there was so much in this. This is a deep, sultry, sexual, sensual piece of poetry. A great deal of intimacy and allowing us to become part of that. Because that's what it felt like. You felt like a voyeur. You know, because it was so well written, you felt as if it was actually happening in front of your eyes. But, I mean, there was quite a dark side to it, too. It wasn't all just sweetness and light. It was a darkness. You've got intensity. She's the writhing creature in heat, restrained by serpentine coils off animate circuitry. Chrome binds blushing ankles and fragile wrists like core carbide fists. Penetrates five in the inner veins, pumps, shifts, gyrates, and twists. So yes, there is a lot more to this than first initially meets the eye. There's some role playing, I imagine, and some toys to play with. So all in all, very sexual, interesting piece of poetry. Thank you for sharing.
Great comment. Thank you so much. Yeah. It was definitely a wonderful composition and a pleasure to read it. So, okay, great. What do we have next, Weaver?
Well, what we have here is Titillating by Forgotten Dreams. I think it's my turn to read. Anyway, I'll be positive. It's my turn to read. I know what I'm doing. I haven't got a clue what I'm doing, but it sounds good. Okay. Titillating by Forgotten Dream. Standing in the darkened doorway, she glows like an ember, fire dancing in her crackling eyes that cast peacock shadows across the room. Windswept hair falls in tangled waves around the soft curve of tilted head. My hands tingle to push strands to the side, cradling the round pearl of her face. Her golden skin glistens beneath the full moon, burnished from sunbeams, radiating hot sand, milky coconut. My body is wrapped and coiled. Slowly her pink tongue traces the outline of full lips like licking melted ice cream, and I long to kiss the lines of her smile, the arch of her spine, the swell of her hips, devouring all of her. End poem.
Great comment. I mean, great read, Weaver. And I really enjoyed the write. You know, it was visceral and engaging throughout. You know, you really got pulled along this read quite wonderfully. And, you know, you can see this woman as he describes her. Her golden skin glistens beneath the full moon, burnished from sunbeams, radiating hot sand, milky coconut. My body is wrapped and coiled. It's such a wonderful write. An excellent read as well, Weaver. And thank you for sharing Forgotten Dream. And in the group, Stargazer says, I long to kiss the lines of her smile, potent. And Hope Soul says, milky coconut, I like that. Wish I could have thought of that. And then those moments arrive just between us two lovers. Very powerful. Great comments, Weaver. I mean, Hope and Stargazer. What did you think of the poem, Weaver?
I thought it was lovely. It certainly was titillating, but I thought all of it was just so full of love as well as the need to grab somebody. You know, it was all there. It was sensual. It was caring, loving. And very well written. I like particularly the last few lines. Licking melted ice cream and I long to kiss the lines of her smile, the arch of her spine, the swell of her hips, devouring all of her. I thought that was just really lovely, lovely end to it. So thank you very much for sharing that with us. It was sweet and sexy.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you. All right. What do we have next, Weaver?
Next, we have A Poetic Seduction by Stargazer777. And would you read this for us, please, Gray?
Sure, you bet. A Poetic Seduction by Stargazer777 goes like this. Miles and miles have set their suns on me. Sometimes I forget the whistling mist that swirls between my thighs. The breath and the poem that have touched a palm to many a man's chest. Sometimes I'm all alone when she awakens. Sometimes I'm ravished by her magnetism and asleep, more red than the day. 2. His voice was a lion's purr against my belly, writing poems in the spaces too far apart and too hot to cross. Where is the line between lover and companion when bodies have remained sovereign, though hostage to an uncharted fire? Sentiments drawn under the flesh without ever needing touch. I can't pretend to understand the potency and allure of words opening the curtain, dripping like wax into my womb and remaining there, ever warm and pulsing and foam. And I thought that was just a beautiful, right? You know, it has filled with passion, filled with desire. You can see it all, you know, as you read through the passion and the desire that she feels for somebody that she hasn't touched yet. And I just thought it was a beautiful thing. And until finally, when words opening the curtain, I can't pretend to understand the potency and allure of words opening the curtain, dripping wax into my warm womb, like, and remaining there, ever warm and pulsing. It's fantastic imagery. I really liked it a lot. Thank you so much for sharing, Stargazer. Beautiful, right? And what did you think, Weaver?
I thought it was lovely. Again, beautiful, tender, sensual, right. It was just... Sometimes I forget the whistling mist that swirls between my thighs, the breath and the poem that have touched a palm to many a man's chest. Sometimes I'm all alone when she awakens. Sometimes I am ravished by her magnetism in a sleep more red than the day. Yes, there's a lot of depth to this. Somebody who really is going to be or can be very passionate as well, but a thinker. Yes, I thought it was beautifully done. I really enjoyed it. It's a lovely, lovely piece of work. Where we have the ending again is just lovely. Of words opening in the curtain, dripping like wax into my womb and remaining there, ever warm and pulsing. It sounds lovely, doesn't it? That sounds as if we're expecting something. Very good. Now, Gray, I wanted to ask you something. We've not got many poems left to do at the moment, unless I'm missing something. So I wonder if you think perhaps the people on the board might want to add a couple of pieces of poetry in. What do you think? Are you on mute or have I gone?
Sorry, yeah, my dog was barking.
Okay, panic station.
Sure. Stargazer and Hope, if you wouldn't mind adding another piece each, that would be great. And
yeah.
Yourself, Weaver, if you can find one too, maybe during the next read.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much. All right, so we have... I've forgotten this. I don't know if... I haven't looked at that. Sorry, I hadn't gone to pick one up yet. I was so busy thinking what we might do. I like the sound of this one. This sounds like good fun. I'll be with you in a moment. There we are. Getting there slowly. So, next we have Jasmine, Her Name, Obedience, Her Game by Doc Frank. And I wonder if you'd like to read that for us, please.
Sure. All right, here we go. Jasmine, Her Name, Obedience, Her Game by Doc Frank. Jasmine was her name. Succubus, her green fame. Blackbird on her shoulder. She couldn't be any bolder. Put the blindfold on you to make love. Wrist tied to the bed with her glove. Teases you with a mink till you're on cusp of the brink. Rosemary would then make you sink. Her jawline made of quartz, ruddy but graceful as the flamingo she embodies. Uses a pitcher to all your body till your willpower becomes shoddy. Then she will embroider your will. Wow. Amazing imagery, you know. She's definitely a hard-hitting woman. You know, she can take a man out by the sound of it. And, she'll control your will after that. So a wonderful write on the power of a woman, Doc Frank. I thought it was great. And what did you think, Weaver?
Well, I have to say, first of all, I thought that picture was absolutely stunning. And, you could think that would be a person who could control, but didn't have that much control herself. It looked fabulous. Yeah, succubus, well, yeah, that would explain it all. I thought it was beautiful. That middle stanza. Puts a blindfold on you to make love, wrist tied to the bed with her glove, teases you with a mink till you're on the cusp of the brink. Rosemary would then make you sink. That really is. It's very passionate and powerful. Now this, the last stanza is great. Her jawline made of quartz, ruddy but graceful as the flamingo she embodies. Uses a pitcher to awe your body till your willpower becomes shoddy, and she will embroider your will. Excellent, excellently done. Great, I liked it so much. It's a low brevity, but so much packed into it. But yeah, thank you so much for sharing that with us. I must learn to speak slower. Sorry. I go like the clappers. So thank you for sharing that, and back to you, Ray.
Absolutely. What do we have next, Weaver?
Oh. Oh, dear. Next we have... Okay. Here we go. We have Decency by the Letters by Marvin Goldfarb. And I'll read this. Decency by the Letters. I have seen couples in more than embraces, groping in public, pubic places, standing in the moonlight where they moon all night. Now I like to see a bosom blossom, and I like the looks of a woman's bust, but I will not change the B to an L and come up with nothing but lust. End poem.
Great read. I like the write. You know, it's definitely humorous and well written. You know, I thought it was a great little brevity. You know, he has a unique humor to him and shines through his piece quite beautifully. I've seen couples in more than embraces, groping in public places, attending the moonlight. With a moon all night. That's funny. Great line. Excellent, right? And a fabulous weed weaver.
Thank you.
What did you think of the right weaver?
I thought it was very clever. I mean, really. I love it. It got me that second line. I wasn't really expecting it, but it kind of made me go, oh. I have seen couples in more than embraces, groping in public, pubic places. A little bit unexpected, but very funny. And again, we have all those plays on words, standing in the moonlight, where they moon all night. Now, I like to see a bosom blossom, and I like the looks of a woman's bust, but I will not change the B to an L and come up with nothing but lust. I don't see why not. Sounds like a damn good idea to me. Very well done. I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much for sharing. That was cool.
Great comment. Okay. Thank you, Weaver.
Thank you. Oh, and here we have. I'm going to refresh. I must stop saying refresh. I don't know where I got that from. Refresh and see what else we have. We've got this one here. And I am moving it to the board as we speak. Waiting a little bit more time, but that's not a bad thing. So we have A Scientific Thing, Baby by J.A. Hartley. Would you like to read this for us, please, Gray?
Sure. Just one second, please. It's close to
it. Yeah, no problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sorry, I have a girl here.
Okay, no problem. Would you like me to read it, or are you okay?
No, I'm okay, thank you. I just got to get here.
Oh, I know what that's like. My PC just gets slower every week.
Okay, here we go. This is by J.A. Hartley. It's called A Scientific Thing, Baby. It's got nothing to do with what you do, but only what you are. Get the right elements together, and you can't avoid a fire. It's a chain reaction, baby. Just something you do to me. It's the scientific thing, baby. When you're near me, I go weak. Looking into your eyes, I feel my body stir. When we think of kissing, I howl, and you start to purr. It's a chain reaction, baby. Something happening to us. It's a scientific thing, baby. You plus me equals wild lust. I liked it. You know, it had a great flow to it. It was, you know, definitely engaging throughout. You know, you could feel the pull of the right as you read through it. Looking into your eyes, I feel my body stir. When we think of kissing, I howl and you start. Great job, Jay Hartley. And what did you think, Weaver? Hello, Weaver?
Oh, I was waxing so lyrical there, and I'm blooming well on mute. I do apologize. I'll start that again then. It's probably, the silence was probably more interesting, but I'll go for this. I thought it was wonderful. I just really enjoyed that. It's a chain reaction, baby. It's just something you do to me. It's a scientific thing, baby. When you're near me, I go weak. Great. I love it. And I love the repetition. Any repetition for me is, it just seems to set the tone and hold the whole thing together so well. So we get, it's a chain reaction, baby, something happening to us. It's a scientific thing, baby. You plus me makes wild lust. So well done. It really is beautiful. I really enjoyed that. So thank you for sharing that with us, J.A. Hartley. It's cool. Right.
All right. And we've got a caller here. Hi, Hope.
Hola.
Hola.
Hi.
Thank you for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate your voice.
Well, I just, you both seem like you're having so much fun. I thought I'd join in.
Yeah,
thank you so much. Lovely to hear you.
Did you get to hear that read by J.A. Hartley?
Yes, I did. It was quite enjoyable. I like it because it talks more about the scientific facts of when it comes to love. I always found that really interesting. Like when you see the person you love, how your eyes dilate. And, like, those sayings of, like, the chemicals that come rushing to your mind and throughout your body, it's, like, of someone who is temporarily going crazy. So I thought it was neat to have him touch on the scientific facts of love.
Absolutely. Great comment. All right, Weaver, where would you next?
Okay, well, it just so happens. I don't know how it happened. It's probably just a magical trick. But here we have Your Body, My Body, Ours by Hope Soul. So I wonder if you could read that for us, please.
Yes, please. Your Body, My Body, Ours. Be careful with me and your tidal waves. Passion could lead me slipping into something more comfortable as I dress myself in you. Hands drop their thorns as our silks combine. There's a lack of words. One finger covers lips, soon to be shushed into howling. Eyes wide open, ready for this escape. Hiding in your moonlight, pale desires of wants in need of rescuing. Making wishes on each of your ribs. Be my salvation in our eternal sin. I cannot sleep, drink, eat, except for the concept of you. I'll drink, sleep, and eat to that. Getting your fill, wade in the waters of ours. Sip, eat, be me.
Beautiful read, Hope. I love the poem. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a collaboration between you and Nuno. And you mean you can feel the love and the connection in this piece. You know, there's passion and there's desire, and it just emanates through the right quite beautifully. I thought you did a fantastic job of reading it as well. What did you
think? I thought it was really lovely. All your poetry is it can be so many things. It can actually be, you know, funny. It can be sweet, sensual, so many different things, which I love. And this is just another one of those. It's the caring and the love and the sharing that I enjoy so much. And also your writing is wonderful. And the shaping. I like the shaping. I don't particularly like those, you know, line, because you're not eager for the next one. I tend to scan when I read, so that if you give me those line, I'll just scan them. And I don't get the portent of each and every word, which you do when you do it like this, because you're concentrating on reading it. And I thought that was wonderful. I like that concept. Yes, and I particularly, hands drop their thorns as our silks combine. There's a lack of words. One finger covers lips, soon to be shushed into howling. Very sensual. Yes, I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah, excellent. Thank you. And thank you for coming on, too. It's lovely to hear your voice.
Thank you.
And Stargazer's in the group. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Stargazer's in the group. Beautiful ring, Hope. Hiding in your moonlight. And then she says, love this. Hiding in your moonlight, paling desires of wants, in need of rescuing, making wishes on each of your ribs. Be my salvation. Wow. Amazing comment. And, yeah, I loved it. Great read, Hope. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, Weaver, what do we got next?
Right, next we have... Okay, I'll be with you. I'll be with you in a moment. It's so much fun, this, isn't it? It's a jeopardy. Will she get them? Will she find them? Will she lose them? We don't know. Oh, thank you. I like that. I when there's a space, I usually sing, I know a song that'll get on your nerves. Get on your nerves. Get on your nerves. I know a song that'll get on your nerves. Yes, it did. madness. It's total madness. Right, we have A Lioness Spots a Limp by Paul D. Fisher. And Gray, would you like to read this for us, please?
Sure. Okay, this A Lioness Spots a Limp by Paul D. Fisher, PhD. In the natural world, lionesses make many kills. The lions use their power on the other boys to end up with the lion's share of those ferocious gals. Now humans share much DNA with other predator mammals even today. Soon many behaviors work that way, mating, hunting, and running away. Some people think that social and physical technology can trump such primal DNA. So, to an extent, training may be primal, maybe, but primal behaviors still live on every day. Now, few are still hunting on African plains, but clubs and dating sites are the present settings for hunts and mating displays. So a natural tale club patrons know well is the lioness and the limping gazelle. There are beautiful club girls who chased out the bad boys, but those chads who wouldn't commit to just a single toy. So as age 30 was an onrushing thing, lioness saw their friends starting to get their weddings, houses, and rings. Now the nerds, on whom they once wouldn't even spit, started to look better, since the chads were thinning a bit. The 20-year-olds were in, chad sights upon that next fresh hit. Now the nerds drove nice SUVs instead of fast sports cars for ladies to see. They spent time building their IT company instead of moving on models in clubs and bars, you see. Now nerdy guys had no moves in the bars, needed to be led, dancing like limping game. Didn't toss babes into a bed. But some older divorced friends said, before you brush that guy off, his company is being bought off to make him very well off. The older one said that he has probably never been touched by a beautiful girl like you. Play your cards, and he would do anything and feel lucky, very lucky too. So forget chads for now. Go be rich and beautiful too. And so things go. It has happened before. A riches for beauty trade puts her inside a mansion door. He thought his ship finally came in, and he finally had the beauty he craved and children for the win. Look what hard work is bringing in. But she began to be bored and missed excitement from Chad, which is why she lived. What he doesn't know won't hurt hubby too bad. Quality friends time with a guy named Chad. Just be sure the kids are hubby's, so we'll be in his world. He would always forgive his beloved girl. There are girls' nights out to clubs with her friends. They have ATM hubs at home too. We girls cover each other. She has every right to have friends. If he says anything, it's abuse of control. Don't be insecure like a 12-year-old girl. So on and on it goes. He gets less attention, except if she wants something, that's when they get close. So thus he gets the beauty, who lost her pair bonding feelings many chads ago. People often compromise, but some get hosed. End poem. Wow, that was definitely a different take on the prompt for sure. I liked it. It's a great storyline to it, but it really doesn't fit the prompt too well, I don't feel. But it is what it is. And it was a well-written poem, speaking to modern man and his ways and the women's ways. And they did an excellent job with it. So great job, Paul. What did you think, Hope?
I thought it was really interesting the way he spoke of, like, the way dating is, mating is, and he compared it from animals to the way people are now talking about the lions and the chads, the quote-unquote alpha males, and how he touched on that, how it is animalistic still, even though it's in modern-day society. I liked his play on words with the hubs and the ATMs and the girls, how that we act, girls can act a certain way, but can be still insecure little girls. I thought it was really tongue-in-cheek, and it was an interesting write. I appreciated what he put into it.
Absolutely. Great comment, Hope. Thank you. And Weaver, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are I should remember to take myself off mute more often. Yes, it's there is a vast difference between the thinking, feeling, powerful humans and the animalistic reactions of the lions and lionesses of the world. It would appear that actually in nature, you will generally find that the female, I say for instance, let's say with birds to begin with, but the females are generally bigger than the males, and that's a lot of the time. And the lionesses within this group are the ones who go out and find the food and kill and bring it back. So it's odd, it's different, and it's great to see these two things mirrored and looked at, you know, in the same way. So I really enjoyed it. I thought it was. I don't know about. Yeah, I see what you mean, Gray. When you talk about it, not quite meeting the prompt, but very well written. Now few are still hunting on African. What, my dear?
No, I was just going to say it sure is very interesting.
Yes, it is very interesting. And so I will hand this back to you.
Okay, if you would mind posting the next one, that would be great.
I will do that very thing. We have The Softest Touch by Ruin Mills Burke. Now, I haven't read, have I? Oh, yeah.
No,
I'll
you
read
haven't.
This one. Yeah, I'll read this one. Steve Hope, you're just as well you're here. Two of you can keep me right now because I don't even remember my name. Okay. It's good fun. Right, The Softest Touch by Ruin Mills Burke. The slightest touch of hand on breast brings ardor rising from the deep, invokes a startled breath, inflamed and lustful stirrings wake from sleep, while warm lips trace a belly's line and linger soft, just here and there. Gentle fingers brush the curves and seek the sweetness hidden where the body heat is rising fast and reaching tantalizing peaks. Hands caress and knead the flesh as breath more rapid, softly speaks. Instinctive bodies move to meet, reaching for the bliss implied. Lovers deep in harmony, explore each other side by side. Mouth on mouth in ardent drive, with touch and taste their passion drives. Breast to breast they cannot cease this urgent quest to synchronize. Limbs wrapped firm, entwined as one, heart to heart in passion's grasp. They move together flesh on flesh until with one almighty gasp, in locked embrace, they feel their need of glorious ache that's heaven sent. They take each other feverishly till the heated love is spent. Then curled in blissful unison, while sounds of heartbeats soothes and calms, with kisses softer, more composed, they gently wrap in lover's arms. End poem.
Beautiful read. And that had a lyrical song-like quality to it. You know, you can almost sing this. And but, you know, it's definitely a wonderful write. You know, the slightest touch of hand on breast brings about rising from the deep, invokes a startled breath, inflamed and lustful stirrings awake from sleep. Now, that's just great lines. And then instinctive bodies move to meet, reaching for the bliss implied. Lovers deep in harmony explore each other side by side. It's beautiful words. And, you know, the imagery is fantastic as well. You can feel the passion, the sensuality, and the seductiveness of this rite. So great job. What are your thoughts, Hope?
I really enjoyed the rite. I liked how romantic it was. It was like a peek into a secret moment between two partners. I liked the levels from each stanza, the way it builds. First it's where their hands are, where their bodies are, where their kisses are, and it just enwraps you more and more into the moment. I think it was really beautiful.
Great comment. Thank you, Hope. And Weaver, what are your thoughts?
Yes, I agree with what you both said. There was an awful lot of caring and love. And gentleness, which is, you know, it doesn't always have to be sort of rough and ready. The gentleness, which usually comes at the end, should also be within the actual act itself, so that you do have this feeling of being cared for and thought about, and on both sides, you know, definitely. And there, then you have a deeper connection, which, and it's a connection that does it. you know, your mind, your imagination and everything else can start a feeling of wanting or lust. But you've got to have the two bodies together in unison to make it work, basically. So, yes, I think this was beautifully done. I really enjoyed it. Very clever and very sweet. Again, it's that last stanza. I just love the last stanzas. They bring everything together in your mind. Then curled in blissful unison, while sound of heartbeat soothes and calms, with kisses softer, more composed, they're gently wrapped in lover's arms. Very well done. Thank you so much for sharing.
Great comment. Thank you, Weaver. And we have another poem to add to the group or to the list. So I'll put that in, and then if you could refresh your page when you see.
Okay. Okay. Well, I've also got yours up, if you wouldn't mind reading that first for us. So that, Love Entwined. Thank you.
Okay. Sure. This is Love Entwined by Grey Eye Smith. Gazing into her Milky Way, my ocean deep starts to sway. I call to her there, through those stars we share. Forever I plead, drink my need, taste my want, with the mystery you flaunt. Evaporate me into your mist, evermore I will not resist. Feel me as I look up and wish, ethereal in love, you shine my bliss. No cosmic force could ever part our love entwined from the start. End poem.
That was lovely.
Thank you. Go ahead.
All right. Were you going to ask Hope first? Yeah?
Yeah.
I thought it was... I've never really got a chance to hear your poetry, so this was a real treat. I've liked the visual of the person speaking out into the cosmic forces. Like, it made it feel so never ending. I liked the visual in that. I enjoyed the celestial bodies that you speak of in it. It makes the love and the want feel pure and romantic. I liked the emotions in it all. It was really beautiful. I enjoyed this read and this write very much.
Great comment. Thank you, Hope. And Weaver, what did you think?
Well, I echo again what Hope said. It was beautiful. And for a start, you have picked a beautiful picture to write to. I mean, that is just... I love blue. I love blue in all its essence and its hues. There's something so calming and also sparkly. It's just wonderful. And you've taken that and you're calling out. I think that's just lovely. I call to her there through the stars we share. Forever I plead, drink my need, taste my want, with the mystery you flaunt. It's lovely. I love the two-line stanzas also, because they are very impactful. But this is sweet, yeah. And it's gentle. And it just, yeah. But again, you have that lovely last stanza. No cosmic force could ever part our love entwined from the start. So this is somebody who has met someone, and from the very beginning, from the start of that meeting, you know that the person for you, and you can visualize you being together, which I think is a wonderful thing when it happens. Love at first sight. Wonderful. So yes, thank you so much for sharing that with us. Great. It was really a treat.
Great comment.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. The two-line stanzas make each line feel more powerful. It makes it also very visually appealing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I think there's something... But also I like the way that you stagger your lines as well, Hope, because that, again, it grabs your attention. You know, when you're reading certain types of poetry, you can kind of lull yourself into this comatose, you're responding but not really responding kind of state, almost like hypnotism. But yours does, it sparkles, and I do enjoy it very much. Sorry, I'm talking
too
much.
I think it's important to take up the visual space. It helps add to the reader's experience and helps the writer express more, you know?
Yeah, And you managed to put that beautifully. Well done. Excellent. Okay, I'm going to put up the one that that you put in at Gray. So here we go. I should have done it while I was talking, but you know me. One brain cell working. Come on. Okay, here we are. Sorry, folks. I'll be with you in a moment. Here we are. Now we have My Canvas by Heavenly Angel and Hope. Would you like to read this for us, please?
Yes. My canvas. With arms around each other and our bodies intertwined, tasting each other's kisses, saving each other as sipping succulent wine, the table set with all the sweetly sinful things we can do. I could make love to you in a million ways. Your eyes are smoldering orbs of heat. You're licking your lips. Once you touch me, we both will be lost to the building passion, united in the fine art of intoxicating lovemaking, tantalizing, omnipotent, nice and naughty, incredible, gravitating, heated. This is the art, the very core of lovemaking. Tonight, you will become my canvas.
Beautiful read, Hope. And I love the poem. You know, it's so sensual and so seductive. And, you know, it really draws you in with that sensuality. Your eyes are smoldering orbs of heat. You're licking your lips. You know, that's just amazing. Amazing poetry there. And imagery is fantastic. What did you think, Weaver?
Oh, yes, I agree wonderfully. Oh, very well read, by the way, as well. Hope, thank you. It's another one of these beautiful pieces of poetry that just flow, so easy to read and to listen to. But I particularly liked the stanza that started tantalizing, omnipotent, nice and naughty, incredible, gratifying, heated. This is the art, the very core of our lovemaking. Tonight you will become my canvas. That's lovely, isn't it? So we have the story of their love, and will be painted as such. I think it's very nice, very very passionate, very loving and interesting. Oh, that's Gray's dog again, I think. So, yes, thank you for sharing that with us. And back to you, Gray. Oh, Gray's obviously herding his dog.
I wanted to say that I liked that write a lot. I liked how direct it was. It was like she was talking directly to her lover, and I think there's so much power when the writer talks directly to the reader, like if you're making that connection with them to where you can easily slip into the fantasy of that if one wants to, which I think that shows how powerful a poet can be with their words, that it's so striking where it's like, I'm talking right directly towards you. Mm-hmm. I think that's just fantastic.
I agree with you. I sent quite a few stories to publishers, and at one point I had a story had me talking to the reader and things like little comments on the side to the actual reader, you know, bear with me, I'll be with you, all that kind of silliness. And I was told that I was breaking the fourth law or the fourth wall.
Yes.
And I shouldn't do it because it breaks up the storyline and makes the reader remember it that they're writing. And I thought, no, I don't agree.
No.
I don't.
Do it. I love that. I have so many rights like that where you just, it's like you're grabbing the reader right with your eyes and you're just talking right to him. I think that's so powerful. That shows the power of a poet, the power of a writer. Do it. Keep doing it. Forget what everybody says. Do it for you. It's more fun that way.
It is. It's great. And the weird thing about it is that we all realize that our comments are a personal reflection on how we feel about what we're reading. And with the next publisher, it was a case of, I felt as if I was pub with you having a drink and a packet of crisps, and you were drawing me in with your stories, and I thought that's what I wanted, that's what I was aiming for. So there was two people reading the same thing with completely different ideas on it, which is fine. makes no difference. The guy published it anyway, so I was quite happy. Cool. Yeah, go for it, babe. All right. Let's see if our wonderful Gray is back. Are you back?
I am, yes.
Ah, hello.
So would you mind adding the next one, please, Weaver?
Oh, yes. I wasn't very sure if you want. Right. I've got one of mine, which I'm afraid I'm going to have to read. I usually send in SoundCloud because I usually end up making a mess of my own stuff. But anyway, Pink Baby, this is. It was written to the prompt Pink, obviously. Right, so there we have it. I wear this luscious pink lipstick to gain your attention. I want your lustful, lascivious, lovelorn gaze on me. I long to feel your rough hands glide over my body, knowing, sensual, followed by your salacious lips, wending a tantalizing trail downwards as I gasp with anticipation. No one else makes me feel as wanton or as wicked as you do. I will give all of me to you. Use me, sip me as you would a fine wine, savor my essence, let every drop linger on your tongue. Then you will realize that my year might be a good year to lay down now and for future forays. End poem.
Well, you did a beautiful read on that, Weaver, and it's such a beautiful write. You know, you can feel the passion and the desire that you have for your man, and, you know, that's expressed through your pink lips. And, you know, I thought it was beautiful throughout. And then I really liked, use me, sip me as you would a fine wine, savor my essence, let every drop linger on your tongue. Then you will realize year might be good, a good year to lay down and to many future forays. Yeah, just a beautiful, right? You know, inviting and engaging throughout. So a wonderful job. Thank you, Weaver.
Mm-hmm.
And hope what
thank you.
Oh, I love this write. I love it so much. It just shows, like, just the power of feminine. I love that. Like, the things that we can do to make you look, to make you stare, and it's just as easy as putting on a coat of lipstick. I find it to be cheeky, and I'm a big fan of Weaver's writing. I love how direct it is. She feels so powerful. Like each line, it's I want your lust, knowing, sensual flowed, or is it wicked as you do? Use me, sit me. It just feels like this is what I want, and I'm going to start it by coating my lips with pink just to get your attention. It's fabulous. I love this, right? It's great.
That's very kind. Thank you.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you, Hope. And Weaver, would you like to say anything about your poem?
Well, no, just that I really enjoyed it. I like so many different things. I like the sensual and I like the vampires and the ghosties. But this was fun to write. And pink is a lovely color anyway, so let's go with it. Good fun.
Yeah. Sargazer says in the group, the lust and longing was prominent in that piece. Great read, too. And then she goes, at power of feminine, true, but also the power of masculine that can draw us in so completely as depicted in this right. So, yeah, great comment, mm-hmm. Stargazer. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Stargazer, I think I've given away more than I wanted to in this poem. I think I've admitted to things that I should. Oh, dear. Thank you very much for your comment, though. It was lovely, and I'm glad you made that comment. It was cool. Yeah, the power of the masculine is definitely there in the things that I write, I think. Because I totally believe in equality. I don't care if women are smaller and slighter and men are bigger and more. But who cares? It's the intellect. It's the life force. It's the love that makes people. So, you know, we should all be able to do that equally, I think. So that's part of it, I think, as well. Okay, back to you, Gray.
Okay, what do we have next, Weaver?
Oh, and back to me. Right, we have Liberty by Kenneth Cantasi. Kenneth Cantasi, that's a lovely name. So would you like to read this for us, please, Gray?
This is called Liberty by Kenneth Cantasi. Caught in the grip of pleasure's pursuits, sugar, spice, everything nice. The serpent uncoils from his dark nest, aroused by the scent of blood and musk. A hiss, his forked tongue tries the air twice, then strikes, piercing the warm flesh. Her blood pulses into the sweet wound. Passion done and undone, he slithers soft. He slithers off, throbbing subsides. Mad divinity ebbs. Clarity returns. Now what? End poem. Wow. And that's definitely, you know, a different take on the right. I mean, on the prompt. It's full of bloodlust and passion undone. Done and undone, he slithers off. The throbbing subsides. Mad divinity ebbs. Clarity returns. Now what? You know, that's like when you're struck by a lover that hit you and then left, and then now you're like wondering what's next. Yeah, I liked it. It was powerful and short, but strong for sure. What did you think, Weaver?
I agree. Yes, I mean this came out of left field a bit, didn't it? I like it. Caught in the grip of pleasure, pursuits, sugar, spice, everything nice. And then we have the serpent uncoiled from his dark nest, aroused by the scent of blood and musk. Ah, ha, ha. Very good. This is a great write on how passion can take you, can basically take you, which is great, powerful, and very well done. Thank you so much for sharing.
Great comment, Weaver. Thank you. And Hope, what did you think?
I liked the dark, sort of macabre feeling to it. It felt really animalistic and carnal. I liked the undertone of it, where it just kind of felt a bit sinister, but still in its own way, sensual. And I thought the visuals were really appealing. I could visualize everything that he was saying, which... that's always great when a poet can give you such vivid visuals. I thought it was a really interesting piece.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment. Thank you. And Weaver, what are your thoughts?
Yes, I did think this was wonderful. I liked it. Oh, I think I've already given my... Have I not already commented on this? Do I get... have I? Yes.
Yes.
I don't think so. Oh, you did. Yes, you did.
Okay. I thought I am coming.
Stargazer in the group thing, she says, I think he has depicted that feverish sweat that takes over the mind. It may not be a soul connection, but purely a bodily one. Maybe I'm understanding incorrectly, but it felt raw and primal at the end. Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you, Stargazer. I can see that point being made for sure. Absolutely. All right, what do we have next?
Now, I don't think we've had this one, but at this point, I don't think very much.
No, we haven't.
Oh, good. Right, so this is Tasting the Mist by Alistair Hugh Muir. And Hope, would you give us a read of this one, please?
Yes. Tasting the Mist. Her walk was grace, a lane and dance, through forest into moonlight glade. She caused a stir of old romance, this gypsy with all charms displayed. Wherefore this random circumstance, with a mystic medieval maid, scented beauty can't resist, I could taste her in the mist. Then looking around, she'd disappear. Astonished, I felt such remorse. Was this a dream I truly feared? Yet searched the trail, the only course, the depths of fantasy now steered. Reality is different force, rounding tears prepared to fight, trees prepared to fight, prowling just behind my sight. Must be the pheromones of lust that stimulates libido's pain, a longing for the sirens must be sated for I can't restrain. This feral world cannot trust my actions which... my senses drain,
must depart to look for Angar. She awoke a savage hunger. Then eyes through the fog-like shafts of light. Such luminescence blinded all, hypnotic frame by the visage bright. Defenseless I could truly fall, yet doing nothing wasn't right. I had to yield to such a call. The drag of sex had stung her. I felt a decade younger.
Great read, Hope. And I liked it. You know, it's a wonderful take on my poem that I did called Tasting the Mist. I thought he did a beautiful job with it. It is definitely a powerful write on my poem, Tasting the Mist. And I thought he did a beautiful job of capturing the essence of that. So a talented write for sure. It was a pleasure to have him write to my poem. All right. What did you think, Weaver?
Well, first of all, yes, I agree. What a lovely thing for someone to take your poetry and write to. I think that's just, it's a lovely thought and a nice thing. So, yes, and also I quite like that part. I could taste her in the mist. Lovely start. Her walk was grace, elan, and dance through forests into moonlit glade. She caused a stir of old romance, like this gypsy with all charms displayed. That's just it. Actually, very good, isn't it? I mean, it really is. And it just goes on and on building. And then we have the pheromones of lust. I like the pheromones of lust a lot. And I also like the libido's pain. So I thought it was very well done, and I really enjoyed it. And it was definitely sexy, sensual, and powerful. And also the thought of being a decade younger. Blooming good.
Yeah.
Although in Hope's case, it's probably you'll end up with being about 12, so don't be a decade younger.
Oh, I'm old, girl.
Oh, cool. Thank you. Back to you, Gray.
And Hope, what did you think?
I really like the line, she woke a savage hunger, I felt a decade younger. That made me smile. I had to, like, cover my mouth. I felt like that grin was just going to burst out. That feeling of being with somebody just to bring out everything in you that you thought was, like, gone and dead and resting in the graveyard, and they just kind of stir it up. I like those lines. And I'm guessing those are from Europe. You're right, those lines are brilliant to me. But speaking on his right, I like the urgency, the searching. Like he wants, he's been struck and he's looking for this person. I like the way he's pulling the reader along in it. I liked all the emotions that he pulled. Is it this? Is it that? I'm wanting the pheromones, the lust, the pain. She's calling me. He's aching for it at this point. I think it's a really great piece.
Thank you, Hope. That was a wonderful comment. So I posted my poem, Tasting the Mist, just to follow up with his. I mean, just to get a gist of what his was written to. So I'm going to post that in the group. I think I did, actually. Okay, so this is called Tasting the Mist by Gray I. Smith. I could taste her in the mist, prowling just beyond my sight. She awoke a savage hunger. I felt a decade younger. Suddenly, she appeared in front of me, a Cherokee goddess with exotic raven hair. She was wearing nothing. She was totally bare. My spirit was awoken. My God has spoken. Her eyes shone a beam into mine, a buzz so erotic and filled with divine. I was hypnotized, and I realized with my shattered heart, she did blend. My heart swiftly began to mend. With ease, she tore my defenses down. Upon my head, she placed a gilded crown. I was her king, and she was my queen. Greatest love story there has ever been. End poem.
Mm.
And what are your thoughts, Eva?
Oh, that's so that was so lovely. I thought that was excellent. I'm actually quite quite blown away with it. I thought it was so, there's so much in it. It's just so sweet. Yes. I'm glad you put it up. I really am, because it was so nice to hear the actual poem that the other rite came from. And so thank you for sharing that with us. It was cool.
Absolutely. Thank you, Hope Weaver. And Hope, what are your thoughts?
If you shared this rite, it gave such a different vibe than what I initially got from just your opening stanza. To me, it felt like when I don't mean to like put my own twist on it, but to me, it felt like when you're alone and you're experiencing like your own kind of like trip into things, and you get like the spirit guide, and they take you, and it felt like a story of like seeing a part of something that you needed someone in someone. And I liked the vibe in that, where you find, like, a part of you in someone. It felt very, I like the indigenous feel to it, and your wording. It was very, it's very good. I liked it a lot.
Great comment. Thank you so much for commenting. Oh, I appreciate it. All right, where are we to next?
We have The Acoustics of Silence by Stargazer 777. And Hope, would you like to read this for us, please?
Yes. The Acoustic Sounds of Silence. 1. The universe is flushing postcards from poets, panties ribboned in a handbox, and the blue butterflies flopping flames toward the moon and burning an overwhelming hole in my gut. I see myself in the glass of Eden. Answers coat my throat, call out like the songbirds as if we were two, naming the sky in Shakespearean shades of gray. A poet's only regret is his silence, the way he romances page after page, but leaves his own nakedness dripping between whispers at the foot of a forgotten poem, and he lies not in the mouth of his lovers. 2. There are gently ruined spaces waiting in a man's arms for poetic freedom. The woman who have claimed to love him only trace footsteps backwards. I search for you with my gaze, for you are not body, bone, or shape. Your smoke, my eternal breath, a moment weighed my lungs. Night shivered as it carried you, and when I awake to find you gone, I felt as to the hip of silence, forgotten I was a man. 3. The hottest stars are his, blue, blue. Eyes that may burn poetry longer than the night, longer than our every night strung together. No poet's whisper when soaked in these sheets, wound in historic expression, wet with words, from the brow of the gut and the faint of the lips, gasping for breath and screaming, grasping every last lick, knowing will never be done. I am a poet. My hallelujahs are not drowned inside the quotations of another woman's tragedy, but enveloped the open fields in grays, open the curvature just below your belt and crawl up your stomach to spread themselves full across the hunger. If my fist punched the sky, shattering starred bodies would fall into your mouth, and finally you would understand what it's like to be cold and broken and still too much heat to be contained. Wow.
Beautiful read. What an amazing poem. It really is a serious rite. You know, it's powerful. You know, it's ethereal, and it's sensual, but it's dark. You know, it's like the night sky full of stars. You know, you can read each one. And then I really liked where she said, if she punches God, if she could punch the sky and the stars would fumble into his mouth. Sorry, I don't know where it is. If my fist punched the sky, shattered star babies would fall into your mouth, and finally you would understand what it's like to be cold and broken and still too much heat to be contained. Wow. Just wow, stargazers are amazing. Thank you for sharing. I appreciate that. Beautiful. Beautiful, right? And that great read. Thank you so much, Hope. Weaver, what did you think?
Oh, I agree with your comment. Beautifully done. Ah, yes. It's full of all of the worry and the love and the caring, which I think it just is what we all want. Again, there's things that grab you throughout the whole poem. There's lines and words and ideas, but I think I liked the one that really appealed to me was, my hallelujahs are not drowned inside the quotations of another woman's tragedy, but enveloped the open field, graze over the curvature just below your belt, and crawl up your stomach to spread themselves full across the hunger. That's so telling and so powerful. Yes, I really enjoyed that. Thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Great comment, Weaver. Thank you so much. And Hope, what are your thoughts?
First, I want to apologize to Stargazer for fumbling over your beautiful body of work. I found myself, just at a gasp between stanzas. I wanted to say, oh, my gosh, yes, yes. As I was reading it, I had to stop myself. It's absolutely lovely and brilliant. I noticed this from the last poem that she had shared, the way you talk about being a poet. I think that makes your poetry more romantic. I'm really at awe with your skill at writing, the visuals that you make, and your wordplay, your choice words. I wish I could write to this type of level. I think this is just perfection. It's so good. The amount of emotions that you bring, each stanza, each line with those visuals, and the way you speak about each topic from I see myself in this glass of Eden, answers coat my throat, calling out like songbirds, and then a poet's only regret is his silence. I think it's just the way he romances page after page. It's I could fully see that. As poets, we write and we write and we write. And it just, all that part just got me so good. And the parts you're talking about, it hits in the gut, not body, bone, or shape. It's just exquisite. You are a fantastic poet. Sorry, I don't mean to gush. I really, really like that one.
She is very talented, that's for sure. I mean, I've always enjoyed Stargazer's poems. You know, they're so impactful. And, you know, you can, like you said, it's just filled with emotion and, you know, the wordsmithing is just great. Amazing. And she says, thank you, Hope. XOXOXOXO. Wow. I am moved. Thank you, darling. So, yeah. Great job. Thank you, Hope, for reading that. And thank you, Sharky.
Thank you so much.
All right. What do we have next?
Next we have... One moment, I'll be with you. I'm just moving slowly over to Kate. There we are. And we have Beloved by Grey Eyes Smith. Could you read that for us, please?
Sure. Beloved. Aurora Borealis, dancing in the mist, radiating intoxication no man could resist. She has no start. She has no end. Against her charms, one cannot defend. With her whisper and wonder, more earth-shaking than thunder, a mortal man, pure in chance, with eyes in awe, may watch the beloved goddess dance. End poem. And what are your thoughts, Weaver?
That was a lovely read. Thank you so much. And that picture is marvelous. The Aurora Borealis. I would love to see that. But you have to go places that are cold, don't you? So I don't think I'll be doing that anytime soon. But yes, I actually sold a set of necklace and earrings, and it was called Aurora Borealis. That was the design, and it was just really beautiful. All the colours were there. You know? But I thought this was lovely. There's so much love and reverence here. With her whisper and wonder, more earth-shaking than thunder. That is just so cool. Yeah, I really like this. Very well done.
Thank you, Weaver.
Oh, that's okay. It's my pleasure. It was wonderful. And I'll just ask Hope. Yeah, Hope, would you like to comment on this, please?
Yeah, I like with this right, and also with your last ones that I've got to hear, how you touch on the divine. Your images that you pick for your poems too, it brings your writing to another level because it shows the reader how far your mind is going with almost spirituality, the divine celestial take on things. You're not only touching woman, earth, you're touching stars, you're touching nebulas, and I really like that. I like the way you're speaking of it being intoxicating, radiating that a man couldn't resist. I liked the wording in that. It makes it feel really a real deep connection to the beauty of it all. It's an excellent right.
Thank you, Hope. I appreciate the wonderful comment. And what do we have next?
Well, I'm afraid this is the last of what we have. And I'm afraid it's another one by me. So, yeah. Oh, dog made a comment. I love it. right. So, have I put it in the right place? Probably not. Oh yes, there it is. It's called Knowing. Here we go. A night like any other night. This was not it. I awoke knowing I had loved and been loved. There was a vague recollection of dark eyes, a hot body, subtle and expert knowing hands. As I recall more about what no longer felt like a dream, I must now weave into this noir adventure that I wore a mask. A tall tower and myself as a raven, a little too much for me to assimilate in the cold light of a Monday morning. I moved through my day as a ghost figure at the feast. The longing I felt left my mind and body fully open and eager to reunite, ready to fly to my black mysterious tower and relive those memories for another night. End poem.
Beautiful read, Weaver. And I really like the poem. You know, I got distracted there. I really like it. You know, it pulled you along into the storyline quite beautifully. A night like any other night, this was not it. I awoke knowing that I had loved and been loved. There was a vague recollection of dark eyes, a hot body, and subtle, expert knowing hands, as I recalled more about what no longer felt like a dream. You know, the whole thing is dreamlike, and it is a beautiful sharing of this wondrous moment in your life, and you're ready to fly back to your black, mysterious tower, relive those moments for another night. Yeah, just a beautiful poem, dreamlike and very catchy. What did you say, Hope?
I liked the lines, I woke knowing I had loved and been loved. It feels like almost like a completion, like you set out and you did what you wanted. I liked the wordings of you explaining what you experienced and how you spoke of it being almost dreamlike. I enjoyed your visuals as well. It seems dark, but still sensual and a bit romantic, the dark romance. I really enjoyed your writing, Weaver.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you. Again, it's great fun to write these kind of things. I like fantasy and I like all. So thank you. Very kind of you to comment like that. Most appreciated. back to you, Gray.
Excellent comment, Hope. Would you like to say anything about your poem, Weaver?
Just the same thing as I said already. I do enjoy writing these kind of things. I think we all have a particular style that we enjoy, and that's one of mine. Again, it's difficult not to be hackneyed, and I think you'll all recognize this. It's difficult not to go back on the same treadmill and reproduce the same lines and the same thoughts, and blah, blah, blah. It's boring. So you have to be. So that's usually why I like a twist at the end of my poems, where it goes off at a tangent or goes a different way, just a little bit more interesting than living a lovely life forever. Because that's nice to know, nice to have, but maybe not quite as exciting as finding a ghost in your bedroom and having to deal with it, that kind of thing. So yes, good fun.
Great comment. Thank you so much. And Hope has a piece up, if you wouldn't mind reading that piece. Hope, that'd be great.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, I'll just refresh. Yes, I see it.
It's called a Sailor's Flower Fountain. Pretty please, pluck these petals. Open this flower. Not trying to burst. Longing to bloom. Cradle pollen-minute body. Dark molasses soaked. Rose sentiment, mixing with sugary, flowering buds, a sealed blossom. Wets of puckery, sultry pout, kissing breezes into essence of all that is feminine. As I spread and pick passion fruit, purple sun-shaped wings, my thorns prick as you bleed. The sugary nectar, a magenta, kindling, setting ablaze, Selena Mexicana, bluebird firestorms flocks. Far into Portugal's heart, the pulsing center. Nestle nose to center, cultivate the taste, royal honey spread thick across cakes, sweet creams of cloudy dreams floating atop Cubano Negro coffee. Sail this lover notes, coastal, for our love knows no bounds.
Beautiful read. And I really liked it. You and Nuno have a seamless collaboration. Every time you write, you guys are just on such the same level that it just, it really is quantified in your poems, and you can feel the love and the connection that's binding you together. And your poetry speaks of this connection so brilliantly that it's hard not to fall in love with you guys as you read this. So it's a wonderful poem. Thank you so much for sharing. Weaver, what did you think?
I agree totally. It combines sweet, which is not sugary, but sweet with passion, and your eye for detail is wonderful. I don't know. I was excited and hungry all at the same time, which is quite a great combination for me. Nuzzle nose to center, cultivate the taste, raw honey spread thick across cakes, sweet creams of cloudy dreams. Floating atop Cubana Negro coffee, sail this lover's note. Lovely, it really was beautifully done, and it's also it's talking of your life and your love and your togetherness, which it's lovely. It really is. It's lovely to know that there are still those kinds of deep, passionate relationships that can carry on and become more and more as years pass. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you, Kylie.
Absolutely. Wonderful. All right. I think I'll take up one more here, and we can... I think I got that one already. We'll go up there with this one here. All right, I'll post this into the group. This is called Breeze of Love by Grey Eye Smith. Darkness rolls over me, drawing me down. Smile like wax, melts into a frown. Haunting siren, wailing his word, drowning me under with the voice of a bird. I am blinded now. They've stolen my vision. I'm lost somehow. Eyes once smiling, reflect darkness and agony, lost in the dark, uttering blasphemy. But the moment is gone. My spirit fights on. High above, levity carries me aloft on the breeze of love. End poem. And what did you think, Weaver?
Oh, that was wonderfully read. It was beautiful. I like the thought of darkness rolling over you, but not so much drawing you down, but I love it. I love darkness anyway. Smile like wax melts into a frown, haunting sound wailing his word, drowning me under with the voice of a bird. Oh, that's fabulous. That really, and the picture is, oh, that picture. That's somebody who knows what they want. Lost in the dark and uttering blasphemy, but the moment is gone. My spirit fights on high above. Levity carries me aloft on the breeze of love. Oh, it's just so many. I love the word pictures. I really do. You're there. You're watching what's happening. You're floating. And, yeah, and it's a lovely thing. It really is. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Gray.
Excellent. Thank you for commenting. And Hope, what did you think?
This one felt a lot different from your other ones to me personally. It's the opening lines felt a bit sad. I liked the line that stuck out to me the most was, smile like wax melting into a frown, haunting siren wailing his word. It gave such a dark, striking image of, like, love taking, which I thought was really interesting because, you know, all these rites we've been reading have been all the love giving, love, beautiful love. And for you to open it up to make me personally see it as like a taking type of love. But then at the end, you pull it in with not losing hope. Your spirit is fighting on because of love. So I liked the yin and yang feeling to that. First, it was this darker love where it was taking your smile, making it melt. To now it's like, you know what, my spirit's going to fight on. I'm going to sail on breezes of love through this. I thought it was really interesting, the yin and yang to it.
Absolutely, yeah, thank you. I appreciate your comment. That's kind of the story is, you know, the beginning of my life was very dark and, you know, the love that I had was dark. And, you know, so I decided to fight through that. And, you know, the winds of love carried me aloft. So that's what kept me going in life is the love. Love of life, love of people, love of the world around me. You know, love of the sky, love of the cosmos. Just the love of everything that helps me be who I am today. So thank you for noticing.
All we need is love.
Absolutely. All right. Well,
I love
thank
it.
You ladies for going in to join me tonight. I appreciate your time. Thank you for calling in to share your heart tonight. Your voices, and most especially your time. Much love, ladies. Take care.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you. And thank you for joining us. Hope we do it again. Good night, everyone.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Absolutely. Great to have you on board, Hope. Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Good night, John Boy.